On Triple J, this is 2016.
All right, on 2016 this evening, some special guests joining me right now to premiere their brand new single, and it's the two guys from Perth group Slumberjack, Fletcher and Morgan. Welcome into Triple J.
Hey, Richard.
Thanks for having us.
No worries. How was Dubbo last night? You played a Raw festival out in Dubbo.
We did. It was very dusty, but everyone had a great time.
Close to the zoo?
I'm not actually sure. We just pulled in quite late, so...
Oh, right. No lions. You couldn't hear anything in the background. No wildlife or anything like that.
No.
Anyway, well, thanks for making the trip to Triple J this evening to premiere a brand new track. You've got a very famous vocalist accompanying you on this single, which we'll get to in a moment. No one knows who it is yet, but everyone knows who the singer is. It's been a good couple of years for Slumberjack. You guys met about 4 years ago. You started putting out music in 2014. One of the first tracks that we picked up on was this track. A really fantastic track. We had so much fun with that. It's so different sounding still, a couple of years on from making it. How do you feel about this track?
Well, to be honest, when we did that track, we never thought it was going to be like a signature sound for us, because, you know, we really love world music instruments. And when we did it, it was never like a club track or a dance track. We never really thought about it. It was just a beat that we thought was cool. And it kind of took off and the internet loved it.
Absolutely. So you kind of liked it but didn't think that it would pick up as much.
It sounded different from anything else at that time, even now. But we just kind of rolled with it. We actually took a long time doing it. Fletcher and I sat down for hours on end to perfect that, the actual, you know, the oud, the Turkish oud sound.
Aha. Okay. So that's the main instrument in the piece.
Yeah.
And is that played by someone or is that sampled?
Sampled.
Yeah. It's a really exotic piece.
Yeah.
There is an exotic element to the sound of Slumberjack. Is that just because of the tastes that you've got?
Yeah, I think we both bring different worlds. So Morgan brings a lot of the, you know, non-Western instruments, and he knows so much about all these amazing, you know, instruments and musicians from across the world that just create these sounds that you don't really hear in Western music that often. And then he brings that to the table and we combine it with, you know, more Western electronic sounds and synthetic sounds, and we get this really, I think, interesting combination at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. You're really different from the backgrounds of music. Like Fletcher, for instance, you've been dabbling with electronic music since you were a kid.
Yeah.
I read since the age of about 11 you've been sort of experimenting with sounds.
Yeah.
Fairly untrained, though, just doing it by feel.
Yeah, I guess everyone's played a musical instrument in school, but yeah, I basically learned from YouTube and just playing around and seeing what sounds good, whereas Morgan more comes from a technical, musically trained background. And that, it's nice because sometimes he'll do something which is maybe, you know, theoretically correct but doesn't fit the sound of what we're trying to do. So I'll be able to, you know, do something that maybe isn't correct by the book but works for that particular moment in the song.
Okay. A pianist by trade, a classically trained pianist.
Yeah, I was actually, before electronic music and before moving to Australia, I was actually going to gun for being a classical concert pianist.
Wow. Where did it go wrong?
Moving. I moved to Australia to further my education and couldn't afford a piano. And, you know, a digital piano is cheaper, but it's not ideal to practice on. You do lose the feel and touch of an actual hammer-weighted keyboard, I guess. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of... And I had my laptop. So all I had was... I remember coming to Australia. I saw a poster of electronic, and the Skrillex was playing at Creamfields at that time. And I was like, "Who's this guy?" And everything kind of started. I was like, "Oh, he's using a laptop to make music. How do you do that?"
Wow, isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And so, do you get behind the piano much and play the classical pieces that you would have sort of been trained on
now?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, I still try to practice as much as I can. I've lost quite a lot of my technicality.
Yeah, it's pretty disciplined, isn't it?
Yeah. I used to do 8-10 hours a day.
Wow.
After, like, in the weekends, because I have to go to school, and I'll do that, and I'll go through my exams, and I'll go through the pieces. I was studying Beethoven and Chopin pretty intensively.
Does any of it feed into what you do, do you think?
It does. It does. But at the same time, I think it shouldn't bother a lot of, you know, producers or musicians now in this day and age, because I feel like I'm actually limited with the knowledge that I have. So because I'm so textbook, things have become so. When I see Fletcher play the piano, I get really judgmental. It becomes super classical to me. I can hear the voice of my piano teacher going, "Oh, that thumb is so tense," or
sit up straight.
Exactly. Or that chord is not supposed to be next to that chord. But it really doesn't matter, and it's really good that Fletch is there to listening, because at the end of the day, the music has to speak to people who are not necessarily trained.
Yeah.
And that's all it is. Like, my mom would sit to, like, next to the piano, and when I'm playing, she goes, "I don't like that." And her opinion is valid. She doesn't like it. Like, even though it's good and it's, you know, it's a Dvorak track and you don't necessarily understand, but mom's just like, "I don't like it. I prefer for Ellis," you know? And yeah. You're just like, okay.
Well, that's great. She's open. She's an open critic too.
Yeah, very. That's... If I can please my mom, I think I can please everyone. Yeah.
Sounds like it might have been a really liberating experience then, sort of moving to Australia, but also getting involved with Fletcher in Slumberjack and making music this way.
Yeah, it's very different. It's the classical music scene is so different. It really depends on the time you put in with classical music. But electronic music is haphazard. Everything, anything can happen.
Yeah. Well, you guys are really mixing it up. Here's another piece of music which we were playing a bit of last year. There's that drop.
Yeah.
Teaming up with Girl Pal on that track. That's Enigma. The guys from Slumberjack, Morgan and Fletcher, with us live here on 2016 on Triple J. We're about to premiere a brand new single from the guys. You were mentioning before, Morgan, that you're not born in Australia. You're originally from Borneo.
Borneo, yeah.
Yeah. So how many years ago was it that you moved out here?
5 years ago.
5 years ago. Yeah. Do you get home much?
I used to go back every 6 months, and then it got expensive. Then I now try to go back every year, but I haven't been back for more than a year now.
Hmm. Do you get much of an Asian flavor in the music that you make now with Slumberjack, do you think?
Yeah, well, because after the whole classical thing, right about 2 years before I moved to Australia, I got involved with world music festivals in Borneo. There is only one there called the Rainforest World Music Festival, and they fly musicians or ethnic musicians all over the world. And we did a lot of workshops, and that's where I kind of learned, you know, the erhu, like the Chinese fiddle, and I also learned the didgeridoo even before I came over here. So I learned all these instruments, and it kind of helped shape the sound. I couldn't really think in the synth way, because we don't think back in, you know, when I was doing classical music and world music, we never heard synthetic sounds. So Fletch would bring that, and all I could think of is always, we should bring the koto or the shamisen. Let's bring, you know, Tibetan vocals.
But that's fantastic. You can do that now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many different instruments can you play?
About six competently.
Yeah, okay, right. Yeah. And Fletcher, have you sort of...
I've played the violin. I used to play in a marching band, a Scottish pipe band. I did the snare drum.
Right. But you've done violin too.
Yeah, I used to play violin, yeah. And I dabble on the piano now as well, so...
Any violin made it so far into the pieces that you've recorded?
I think we've probably used violin, but I definitely didn't play yet.
Okay, right. Okay, Fletcher and Morgan, you might as well reveal who the guest vocalist is on this brand new track we're about to premiere from Slumberjack.
So we worked with one of the first people I ever saw perform on a stage. It's Daniel Johns from Silverchair. And when I was 14 years old, and I went to the Across the Great Divide concert with Silverchair and Powderfinger.
Powderfinger, wow.
And I saw Daniel Johns. He was the first person I ever saw on a stage. And so it's very surreal to be finally working on him with a track.
Did you actually work together side by side in the studio, or was it done sort of over communications?
Over the internet, yeah.
Yeah. Have you met him yet?
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We were hoping to catch him this weekend, actually, but it didn't work out with the timing.
It didn't work out. Listen, the track we're about to play, it's got a link to a Silverchair song. Were you hoping I wasn't going to pick up on that?
That's very well picked from you. I
very,
like that.
Very yeah. Well.
Well, the title of the song from Slumberjack featuring Daniel Johns is called Open Fire. And the first thing I thought was, oh, they've obviously just sampled Anna's song, which was in brackets called Open Fire back in the day from Silverchair in the late 90s. But it's got nothing to do with that.
No, it's completely different.
It's a completely different song. Just pure coincidence?
Yeah.
Pure coincidence.
Did he come up with the lyrics and...
Daniel, well, we worked with a bunch of different people on the vocals. We actually had a lot of
people try
the vocals for this track, and nothing really fit like how Daniel did it. We were so happy when we were sitting in the studio, sat back on the couch and listened to what he sent over, and we were just blown away with like, what he did.
We originally went to the studio in Melbourne when we did the Alice in Wonderland tour with her last year, her Warehouse project. And we sat in the studio with this producer called Styles Fuego. And we kind of just did it all pretty much in that one day and then took it back to Perth to kind of kept working on it and wrote the whole thing, but we couldn't find the right vocalist to kind of pull it off. And we sent it to like four or five, you know, some people from the States and some bands as well. And no one could do it until Styles go, hey, let's try to approach Daniel. And when he sent back the acapella, we're just like, well, this is it. And it's not because, you know, we want to work with Daniel, just we do. But it's the vocals really did fit how we intended it to fit, and it did. It was amazing.
It's fantastic. But he came up with the title then, Open Fire, and came up with the lyrics.
The chorus kind of depend. Yeah, I think he did, right? He chose Open Fire. Originally, we called it Blame.
It was originally called Blame. And then when Daniel came in, it was Open Fire.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, enough time's passed, so he probably thought, I can use that title again.
It's been, what, 15 years or 20 years?
Right, it's been over 15 years. Mm. Anyway, this is a really exciting, and once again, it's another completely different moment from Slumberjack. Sounds very different from some of the other stuff you've put out so far.
That's our motto. We never want to write two songs that sound similar. We want everyone to be really excited and shocked when they press play on the next Slumberjack song.
Yeah, well, let's hit play right now. Listen, thanks for coming in. I know you've got a busy year ahead. You're off to the States soon enough, doing a whole bunch of dates around North America, including Lollapalooza at the end of July in Chicago. So we wish you well. Good luck with Slumberjack and look forward to hearing more new music from you this year.
Thank you very much for having us.
And here it is for the very first time, Slumberjack featuring Daniel Johns, the new single from Slumberjack. It's called Open Fire.